This podcast is proud to be part of BuffyBetweenTheLines.com. The Afterlife in 5 Minute Slices. Revenant Living. The other day, as I tried for the 1,000th time to get my part just right without the aid of a mirror, I realized that I missed a few things in the fine print of the brochure before I was sired. Oh, sure, being among the undead can be cool. That whole lack of a conscience thing is a huge time saver. I don't worry about having 11 items in the 10 items or less line at Walmart anymore. And tax deductions? You name it, I've claimed it. Sometimes I even take 2 newspapers from the dispenser, although I've paid for only 1. How evil is that? You'd think that having no soul would be pretty cool too. The upside? No guilt, no worries about eternity. The downside? I don't enjoy blues music anymore. Which is sort of the point. If there actually was a glossy 3-fold "So You Want to Live Forever" brochure, it probably wouldn't mention the things you have to give up. Take mirrors, for instance. What's a fashion-conscious vampire to do? Did you ever think of that? When I go to Men's Warehouse, I have to pick a suit off the rack, try it on in the dressing room, and then buy it without alterations. If I tried to get it tailored, they'd make me stand in front of a mirror while they measured and marked. When the nice sales guy found himself staring at his own ugly mug instead of my backside, he'd probably realize something was up. Who would have guessed that the cost of immortality would include unhemmed cuffs and off-the-rack fashions? And don't get me started on carnival funhouses. No reflections means I look exactly the same in all of the mirrors. The inability to go into a residence uninvited is a huge pain. Gaining access means standing on the stoop and begging or wheedling and conniving to get in. It's like an endless game of Mother May I, or maybe a nightmare career as a door-to-door salesman. Ding dong, eternity calling! I've had more doors slammed in my face than a Mormon missionary working in the Bible Belt. It doesn't help that I do all of my knocking after dark. Which is another thing that bugs me about having been sired. An awful lot of the really cool stuff only happens in full daylight. When was the last time the Macy's people held their parade after sundown? Covering up is always an option, but if you're accidentally exposed, you're suddenly more useful for roasting marshmallows than waving at floats. Mardi Gras is still a possibility, but the folks there are just too weird. For major pain in the afterlife, though, nothing beats the problems associated with feeding. Mortals have it so easy. There's a restaurant or grocery store on every corner. No wonder they're all so fat. There's food everywhere. The surprise is that the average weight of mortals isn't somewhere north of a half ton. For us revenants, feeding involves finding a ready source of blood. Any handy mammal will do, but that's the vampire equivalent of a salad. It's filling, but not satisfying. Taking a human, especially a young and healthy human, that's fine dining. In fact, some enterprising member of the Turn should give thought to opening a revenant restaurant. Maybe a place with a classy name like Chez Pierre. Slogan? A wholly owned subsidiary of Wolfram & Hart. Reservations could be taken nightly, and the menu would include lighter fare such as college co-eds, along with meatier dishes like boxers and bikers. If you got tired of waiting, you could always take a bite or two of the maitre d'. But, of course, since we're all so busy competing with each other, the odds are that nobody will open the restaurant anytime soon. I've heard, though, that Toronto has a rockin' nightclub called Raven. Maybe I'll give that a try. If you enjoyed this episode, check out my other essays at shortcomingsaudio.com.
Buffy Between the Lines, www.buffybetweenthelines.com.